Good afternoon and welcome to Focus. I'm Steph Glazer and my guest is Denny and John, a new family care physician at St. Genevieve County Memorial Hospital. Welcome.
Thank you so much.
I understand you'll be practicing at Point Base Family Health Care. And
thank you. I'm excited.
So tell us a little bit about yourself.
Where
are you from?
That's a tough question for me. The basics, I'm from a tiny island in the Caribbean called the Commonwealth of Dominica. It's English-speaking, very rural, very mountainous, about 50,000 people.
I bet it was beautiful, too.
Yes, it's lovely. It's actually part of the reason I like the Midwest with the rivers and the nature. I like this part of the U.S.
And about your medical experience?
I went to medical school at the University of the West Indies. It is a British-type medical school, so we go directly after completing our college studies. We don't need an undergraduate. And then after that, I went to the University of Illinois in Rockford, and I did my three-year family medicine residency there.
So have you always wanted to practice medicine?
Yes.
Really?
I was about 14, and there's something about being able to help individuals whilst figuring out, as it were, the puzzle of what's wrong that appealed to me. I was trying to decide between teaching and medicine, and in the end, medicine won out.
It did. And what about your particular field of study? I mean, you chose family health care, but you could have chosen any avenue in medicine. There's so many.
Yes. Initially, I planned to do orthopedic surgery, actually. And then I went to the clinics and I realized that I might end up seeing a lot of similar complaints. And then I decided I wanted to do general surgery. But there was not a rotation in medical school that I did not like. And so family medicine is where I ended up.
Ah, very good. Do you have a particular focus in your practice?
I do enjoy women's health, but at this time, I'm pretty much open to anything. I think my practice will develop and I'll find the specific niche that I'm most interested in. Primarily, what I've done is a lot of women's health and some psychiatric focus.
Which is, boy, that's front and center in the news today, isn't it?
It is.
Absolutely. So you mentioned you did some surgery along in your career. Are you going to still do that at some point or just focus primarily in the office setting?
Primarily in the office setting.
I
have immense respect for the surgeons. The second part of why I did not do orthopedic surgery is because I was invited to participate in a couple of their procedures. And, you know, it really requires a lot of focus and it can be pretty grueling. I enjoy my clinic. I enjoy sitting down and talking to my patients and being able to see a variety of complaints within an eight-hour session.
Well, it's kind of a puzzle. I'm sure, you know, when you talk with other doctors, you know, when you start talking to a patient, they come in for one thing, but then when you talk to them a little bit, you find out a lot more, don't you?
Yes. That's part of the art of the challenge of medicine, I think.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. Do you have any particular philosophy when it comes to medicine?
The main thing that I've found is to treat my patients the way I would like to be treated. And what I have found is that when people come to the doctor, they're vulnerable. Nobody really wants to spend their days going to the doctor. And so when they come to me, I think to myself, how would I like to be treated if I was in a similar situation? And that tends to guide me pretty well.
Great philosophy. You mentioned, you know, you are looking forward to a kind of a rural setting. You didn't come from a huge city yourself. So I guess this will kind of fit the bill in St. Genevieve. Had you heard of St. Genevieve prior to your being recruited here?
I had not.
And what do you know now about St. Jen?
From both visiting and reading, I've learned that it's quite historically significant, being one of the oldest French settlements. And I've learned that it has an excellent industry in terms of the limestone mining. Did I get that right?
Yeah, limestone, huh?
I think it's rare to find a rural community that's both thriving and in so many different ways that has retained its original character. And that was something that appealed to me very much.
Absolutely. And of course, we are still a county-owned hospital. We haven't been eaten up by one of the big box hospitals yet. So I think that says something, too, about the support that the hospital gets.
Yes, it does. And that was one of the big appeals to me as well.
Do you have family here in the States?
I do. I have two brothers in Texas, and then I have an uncle in Florida. But my significant other has family in Missouri and in St. Louis, and that's part of why I was looking for positions in Missouri.
Oh, very good. I'm glad you were able to find one then.
Yes.
So what do you do in your free time? What do you like to do? Any hobbies? Or?
I love to garden, I love to bake, and I love to read.
What would you like our listeners especially to know about you as we close here?
I'd like them to know that I take my profession very seriously, and I'm looking forward to doing good work. This is going to be my first position after residency, and so I want to make a good impression, and I'm really looking forward to becoming part of the community.
Oh, I did want to mention one other thing. As I looked at your resume, geriatrics is also kind of a specialty, a special interest to you, isn't it?
It is. One of the best things about our program is we got to go to the nursing homes directly. And it is wonderful getting to spend time with patients through the full spectrum of their lives. So yes, thank you for reminding me about that, actually.
Yeah, that's wonderful. That's, you know, baby boomers, we like to hear that, you know. We're getting older every day. Well, I thank you so much for joining us here on Focus today. Our guest today has been Dr. Denny and John, a new family care physician at St. Genevieve County Memorial Hospital. And you will be practicing out of the, is it the Pine Drive Medical Center? Or Point Base Medical Family Health Care. So that's great. Thank you so much.
Thank you.